Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Ruby and Al Goodhart, hear from the High Hatters and the High Steppers, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, January 26, marked the birth in 1905 in New York City of composer Al Goodhart. His career began as a radio announcer and as a pianist on radio and in vaudeville, but after his 1931 hit I Apologize, he concentrated on composing. Between 1934 and 37, he was in England, where he worked with Al Hoffman and Maurice Sigler, scoring for the stage shows This'll Make You Whistle, Going Greek, and Hide and Seek. During World War II, he was with the USO and entertained troops both in the U.S. and abroad. Al Goodhart died in New York City on November 30, 1955. His best-known songs include Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear, Who Walks In When I Walk Out, She Shall Have Music, I'm in a Dancing Mood, Fit as a Fiddle, and these.
Thank you. was thought that you were sweet, but you're sweeter than I thought you were. I've always heard that you were nice, but you're nicer than I heard you were. You're just the kind that one would find in days of old when nights were bold. Your lips divine are sweeter than ruby wine. Then on top of that you've got a heart of gold. I've always known that you alone could thrill me with a single kiss. But never did I ever dream I'd ever have a dream like this. And now to make it short and sweet, you're everything it takes to make my life complete. You're sweeter than I ever thought you were.
Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, with Frank Luther providing the vocal on The Cop on the Beat, The Man in the Moon, and Me, written by Al Goodhart and Al Hoffman. That's from October 27th, 1932. That was preceded by a Goodhart Hoffman-Maurice Sigler collaboration, You're Sweeter Than I Thought You Were, from February 6, 1936. That was Louis Levy and his Gaumont British Symphone. We began our tribute to Al Goodhart with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and A Picnic for Two from May 13, 1932. The vocal trio there was Nelson Keller, Claire Hanlon, and Tom Waring. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, January 27th, marked the birth in 1895 in New York City of composer Harry Ruby. Harry Ruby started working as a staff pianist for music publishers Gus Edwards and Harry Von Tilzer, and then accompanied vaudeville groups such as the Bootblack Trio and the Messenger Boys Trio. From 1917 to 20, Ruby collaborated with songwriters Edgar Leslie, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, and George Jessel, but in 1920, Harry Ruby and lyricist Bert Kalmar teamed up to form a songwriting duo that would last until Kalmar's death in the late 40s. The team produced a large number of stage and movie hits, such as I Want to Be Loved by You, Who's Sorry Now, Three Little Words, A Kiss to Build a Dream On, and many more. After 10 years of coming up with hits for such Broadway productions as Ladies First, Helen of Troy, New York, The Ramblers, and Good Boy, the duo moved to Hollywood and wrote hits for over 10 motion pictures, including the Amos and Andy film Check and Double Check and the Marx Brothers features Animal Crackers and Duck Soup. In 1950, Red Skelton and Fred Astaire portrayed Ruby and Kalmar in a movie called Three Little Words about their lives and music. Harry Ruby died in Woodland Hills, California on December 22, 1974. Here are three from the pen of Harry Ruby. Thank you.
knew the time had to come when I beheld under your thumb. I'm like a pawn in your hand, moved and compelled at your command. Whether it's for bad or for good, I would never change if I could. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm weak, maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win, maybe I'll lose, maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. So it was fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I'll live a life of regret, maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Though it was fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. I know that maybe I'll live a life of regret, maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
Thank you.
together, you have three from the team of Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby. We began with Lennon's Southern Serenaders, including Jimmy Durante on piano and My Sunny Tennessee from an Emerson 78 waxed November 3, 1921. That was followed by America's Sweetheart of Song, Miss Ruth Etting, and Nevertheless, I'm in Love with You. That perfect 78 was recorded June 9, 1931. And we finished up with Don Bester and his orchestra with Neil Buckley vocalizing on Keep On Doin' What You're Doin' from January 24, 1934. We play a lot of records on this show by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra. From the acoustic era in the early 20s, Nat Shilkret was musical director at the Victor Talking Machine Company, and as such, he would hire individual freelance musicians and put together studio orchestras or house bands to record popular songs of the day. All of the major labels had these house bands, and the public bought these records based on the tune and the reputation of the label, since they weren't buying them for a specific artist. In the late 20s, Victor added a new name for their studio orchestra, the Hi-Hatters. Since Nat Shilkret was taking on more responsibilities on the producing side of things, Victor hired Leonard Joy to take over as musical director, and he would be with Victor for nearly 20 years. Leonard Joy used the same great musicians that Nat Shilkret had, including Mike Mosiello, Chuck Campbell, Andy Sinella, Larry Abbott, and George Hamilton Green. I tell you all of this because I got a request last week from loyal listener Alvin for the Hi-Hatters, and here they are.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. That once took place with mother and dad. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I've got it bad. Thank you. down, I'll be glad to run down. Send for me, I'll hear your plea. When your cares pursue you, I'll come running to you. Send for me. If you are deep in your sleep and your dreams are sad, send for me, dear, I'll appear and make them glad. You never need be loveless, dear, or lonely, if you'll only send for me.
Thank you. be told, but nobody's using it now. I've a world of time that's all my own. They say that you get silly if you spend it alone. I'm telling the truth, I'm just wasting my youth, but nobody's using it now. Na 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 na, nobody's using it now.
Frank Luther providing the vocal, as he did on many of the Hi-Hatters records, on Nobody's Using It Now, from December 3, 1929. Nobody's Using It Now was composed by Victor Schertzinger, with the lyric by Clifford Gray. Schertzinger and Gray also wrote Dream Lover and Paris Stay the Same for the 1929 Maurice Chevalier picture The Love Parade. Before that, it was James F. Hanley's The Cute Little Things You Do, with vocal by Chick Bullock. That was recorded July 29, 1931, and was preceded by Welcome Lewis and Send for Me, written by Rodgers and Hart, and recorded March 10, 1930. Welcome Lewis was a radio singer in the early 30s, and in addition to sessions with the Hi-Hatters and Nat Shilkret, she also recorded six solo sides for Victor. She was known on radio as Half Pint. We began our tribute to the Hi-Hatters with Frank Luther once again, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I've Got It Bad, from May 11, 1931. That was written by Edgar Leslie and James Monaco. Thanks to listener Alvin for suggesting that Hi-Hatters set. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio, 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Now, not to be confused with the Hi-Hatters at Victor, over at the Crown label, we had the house band directed by Adrian Schubert called the Hi-Steppers. Adrian Schubert was leader of the Harry Yerkes SS Flotilla Orchestra in the late teens and was musical director for the Plaza group of labels from 1925 to 1930, where he made hundreds of hot dance band records. After the stock market crash of 1929, record companies had to fight for their survival, and one of the ways they did this was with low prices. Crown was a budget label, but put out a quality pressing. They were sold through F.W. Woolworth stores, and at a price of 25 cents, their slogan was Two Hits for Two Bits. There are about 32 Hi-Steppers sides made in 14 sessions between November of 1930 and September of 1932, and here are three of them.
Little girl, when you're mine, all mine. with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days.
I in love I be. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz. Is I in love I is. Am you the one you am? Yes miss, yes sir, yes ma'am. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz. Is I in love I is. Those hair, them eyes, how come they was? And do I fell? I'll say I does. The English I have spoke is posolute a joke. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is.
How's your uncle, how's your auntie, and the folks around the shanty, and incidentally, baby, how are you? How's your father and your mother, and the brother I could smother, and incidentally, baby, how are you? How's the cooking and the washing and the plumbing coming along? Is the coffee that you're making just as strong as your love for me? How's your uncle and your missus and the folks who count our kisses? And incidentally, baby, how are you? Thank you.
John Ament, July 15th, 1931, with the High Steppers and How's Your Uncle? Music by Jimmy McHugh and the lyrics by Dorothy Fields. Before that, we had a pretty straightforward tune by J. Russell Robinson, who sometimes played piano with the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and not-so-straightforward lyrics by... downright nutty lyrics by Mercer Cook on Is I In Love I Is. Dick Robertson was the vocalist on that April 15, 1932 recording. We began our tribute to the High Steppers May 1, 1931 with Les Reese and Artie Dunn vocalizing on Little Girl. Little Girl was written by Francis Henry and Madeline Hyde, and as nice a song as it is, apparently it was the only one they wrote. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Sam Lennon and his Troubadours.
From California. mile.
I'm with a smile.
When I hear Yankee Doodle, that melody keeps on ringing in my ear. That Yankee Doodle, that melody makes me stand right up and cheer. I'm coming
here.
I'll say, I love you. Make me lose those Yankee Doodle blues. They say that you're wonderful with all the taste of junk. It's not as good as Kokomo, and Kokomo's the bunk. I couldn't see old London, it was covered by a fog. I had to move from Paris, cause I couldn't eat a frog. I went from there to old Cologne and started on the round. But old Cologne don't smell as sweet and pretty as it sounds. A Russian Bolshevik tried to get my scalp. And then I wore my welcome out for sliding down an Alp. Hey there, Miss Liberty, I'd say you're a bear. And when the custom officer says to me, what do you declare? I declare that Yankee Doodle, that melody keeps on ringing in my ear. Yankee Doodle, that melody makes me stand right up and cheer. I'm coming. You may be from Capri, or you may come from Kankakee, or from Manhattan Island. Try and lose those Yankee Doodle blues.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Sam Lannon and his Troubadours with an unidentified vocalist on Everywhere You Go from January 27, 1928. Everywhere You Go was written by Mark Fisher, Larry Shea, and Joe Goodwin. Then from the show Spice of 1922, we heard George Gershwin's The Yankee Doodle Blues. The Irving Caesar and Buddy DeSilva lyrics were sung there by Gus Van and Joe Skank. That was also recorded January 27th, but in 1922. That was followed by Irving Kaufman with Cass Hagen and his orchestra and Golden Gate from January 22, 1928. We finished up with Benny Goodman's Boys with Jim and Glenn, not me, the other one, and Wolverine Blues written by Benjamin Spike, John Spike, and Jelly Roll Morton. Jim refers to cornetist Jimmy McPartland and Glenn to trombonist Glenn Miller. The band is actually that of Ben Pollock, but the record was commissioned by the Melrose Publishing Company, which was promoting Benny Goodman's book of 125 jazz breaks for clarinet and saxophone, which they had published. Wolverine Blues was recorded by Brunswick, and since Ben Pollock had an exclusive contract with Victor, he couldn't participate. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.